We can make it sound very simple. When you don't feel well for a while, you go to the doctor. It's just not that simple for a lot of people. Jobs and school and kids and life get in the way. And it's that much tougher for people who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. They are the focus of a project in California called Whole Person Care. The name gives the big clue about an array of services provided to people enrolled in WPC. Whole Person Care is getting a trial run in 24 California counties, and Shasta is one of them. Katie Cassidy runs it there. She's the program manager at the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency. Katie, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
If you would, start us with an overview of the concept of whole person care and what its basic goals are.
So statewide, there's kind of two basic goals, one being to better integrate healthcare systems, and the other is to deliver services to individuals that help them address their really complex medical, behavioral health, and other social needs. So that's kind of the broad sweep.
All right. When you say integrate healthcare systems, what does that mean?
Usually, most of us are familiar with HIPAA laws, and many of our providers are not able to collaborate for care. So this is an approach that's looking at information sharing and better wrapping services around individuals with those really complex needs.
All right. I didn't realize HIPAA had become an obstacle within the medical profession, too. I mean, I know that this is the thing that prevents often the release of information about patients, which, you know, confounds people in the news media, obviously. But it actually causes some obstacles within people trying to provide care for a patient?
I think it has been. I don't think it was ever intended that way, but the nature of how it's gone has sort of put up some roadblocks and uncertainties about who can have what information and when, and is this absolutely necessary to help somebody with their health goals? So we're just looking via the whole person care at different ways of sharing information amongst providers. And honestly, it's been challenging, but we have managed to create a multi-party bi-directional release of information that allows for health information, alcohol and drug treatment information, mental health information, and whatever else the participant wishes to be shared amongst the providers.
All right. So when it sounds like when you get the person enrolled, they indicate, yes, it's okay to have this information out there for these kinds of providers, and then the providers can begin to take their part of the picture there?
Yes, that's true.
So talk about the people who get enrolled into whole person care in the first place, how you go about figuring out which of the people who are the best candidates for the program.
We work on a referral basis, and that the release of information that I mentioned is actually part of the referral packet. So we have eligibility criteria that are specific to our pilot. We're looking for individuals who have been in the emergency room two or more times in the past 3 months or who have had inpatient hospital stays. We're looking for individuals who are between the ages of 18 and 64. They are enrolled in Medi-Cal, specific to Shasta County, and assigned a partnership health plan as their managed care provider. And then we're also looking to see if they have indicators that they have serious and persistent mental illness, or if there's substance use disorders or undisclosed or undiagnosed opioid use disorder, as well as being homeless or at risk of experiencing homelessness.
All right, that sounds like a lot of boxes to check to make sure that somebody gets enrolled.
Yes, that's why it's really helpful to have a team approach.
So how does it get started then? Who first then will make the assessment and say, okay, this is a good person to get enrolled in whole person care?
I think this is one of the advantages of being a smaller community in that we start to know people who frequent our services.
I was about to say the frequent flyers.
Yeah, we have a lot of people accessing services, and we have a really pretty tight network of providers who talk amongst themselves and who, within the guidelines of HIPAA, start to recognize that, oh, this might be a good fit for whole person care. We're able to provide feedback on referrals. The hospitals are both included on the release of information, and we get quite a number of referrals from the hospitals.
So, I mean, I can imagine that there'd be maybe a few dozen people who are known on a regular basis or showing up at the ER. You're talking about that first criteria. Was it two times or more within the last 3 months?
Correct.
All right. So that doesn't sound like it'd be a whole lot of people, but correct me if I'm wrong. How many are there?
We currently have 67 people enrolled and mm-hmm. receiving services.
Okay. And how long has it been going on in Shasta County?
We began enrolling people in May of 2017.
May of 2017. Okay. And then how California has offered it to the county since when?
It is a five-year pilot project, but the first year, which was 2016, was kind of the the application year. So it was a strategy and planning year for the counties to put their plans together and submit.
Mm-hmm. And how tricky a process, speaking of checking boxes, how big a process was that for Shasta County Health and Human Services to get itself enrolled in the whole person care pilot?
I wasn't part of it at that point, but it sounds like it was quite the ordeal. A lot of legwork back and forth, a lot of early collaboration, and working with the Department of Healthcare Services to get the plan in the right order.
We are talking about a whole person care in Shasta County, one of about two dozen counties in California participating in the pilot project. Katie Cassidy, as you can hear, runs it now. She's the program manager for Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency. Whole person care, about providing care to people who, among other things, are homeless or at risk of being homeless. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your questions, your comments. About 800-838-3760 is our phone number, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So what does the county then have to commit in joining the whole person care pilot?
So it's really a collaborative approach, and the county, through our Health and Human Services Agency, we have two partners involved. So we have our regional services housing case management team, and then we have a small team from the adult services, which includes a data analyst and a community development coordinator. And then the rest is collaboration through two federally qualified health centers, Shasta Community Health Center and Hill Country Health and Wellness Center. And we have commitment from Partnership Health Plan helping us out and guiding our efforts. So everything we do is really coordinated through the collaboration of these lovely people doing some pretty tough work.
You mentioned Partnership a couple times now. Is that the only Medi-Cal provider in Shasta County?
They are the contracted medic. They are like the managed care plan for mm-hmm. our area. Yeah.
Okay, so they're the big one. So you mentioned 67 people enrolled in whole person care in Shasta County. How many potentially could you have with whatever funding you have for the pilot?
Well, the way that we're structured is, again, a kind of a wraparound process, and so it's designed as a collaboration. When somebody's enrolled, they're assigned to what we call a teamlet, and a teamlet consists of a nurse, a medical case manager, and a housing case manager. And those teamlets can accommodate a caseload of up to 25. Right now, we have three teamlets available. And so our max capacity at the current time would be 75. We're designed to be set up with four teamlets, but through staff turnover, we're not there right now. So we're pretty close to max capacity with our 67 enrolled.
Is there still an effort to hire more people back to whichever agencies have them to get to that fourth teamlet?
Yes, absolutely. This is a special population to work with and requires some pretty particular skill sets. And so there's ongoing recruitment for nurses and for case managers.
So, Katie, does the state specify what the arrangement is? I mean, does it specify things like the teamlets and who the members of the teamlets will be? Or is that a Shasta County invention?
That's a Shasta County invention. Each of the whole person care pilots has a pretty unique structure, even though they're focusing on largely the same goals.
So the nurse, the medical manager, the housing manager, these are people who have other jobs, I assume, at other agencies full time. So, I mean, are they able to devote as much time as they'd like to the whole person care project?
Oh, this right now is their full time job.
This is their full time job. Okay.
There's medical case management. They put in their 40 plus hours a week right alongside the RNs, the nurses, and the housing case managers. They might work for other funding streams or help people with slightly different projects as well, but it's pretty much 100% of their time is devoted towards helping people achieve and maintain housing.
So then what happens once somebody's enrolled in the program? The teamlets had a chance to look over the people in their purview, up to 25, as you mentioned. Is there regular monitoring or check-ins of some kind?
Absolutely. They get together with our participants and they create what we call a comprehensive care plan. That helps us to guide services, help to prioritize, and to really make sure that we are doing what works for our participants. They're guiding a lot of the goal setting and a lot of the efforts.
The patients themselves?
Yes.
Okay. And so what kinds of things do they put in there? I mean, do they have a list of things they can choose from, or can it go a little beyond that even?
It goes pretty much wherever they need it to go. I can tell you that not a single person has really come to whole person care saying, hey, you know what, my chronic COPD is really bothering me. It's definitely upfront more about, hey, I really need to help with getting a copy of my identification so I can get my mailbox, so I can get my mail, or I need help accessing services like CalFresh for food, or I just don't have a place to stay, I need help finding shelter. So it's pretty, the base of Maslow's hierarchy is really where our services begin.
Taking care of the basic human needs first, and then you can get the you get into more complicated areas beyond that, but you try to make sure they have things like food, shelter, clothing, all that sort of thing first.
Correct. You know, we are working with people who have some pretty vast needs, but our healthcare system is a middle-class system, and health is a middle-class value, and that's not necessarily the priority for a lot of people coming to the program. It becomes a priority and a focus once we've helped them stabilize and kind of move away from basic survival mode. The nurses are really able to work with them and help them with some pretty significant health concerns.
That's a really interesting observation you just made. So health is a middle-class value, so these people don't think of themselves in those same terms, it sounds like. The people who get enrolled in whole-person care, they're still dealing with things that are lower on that Maslow pyramid. They're just trying to make sure they got shelter and food.
Right. They are very innovative about meeting their basic needs and being very inventive about making themselves comfortable. But health is not a priority for them like it is for middle class. That was an observation from our very first in-person collaborative with the other pilots. We had Dr. Mitchell Katz as a keynote speaker, and that that observation that he had made really stuck with us, and it's definitely proven to be true throughout the last couple of years of our pilot.
We're talking about the whole person care pilot in Shasta County. Katie Cassidy is running it as the program manager of the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency. Got questions or comments about it? You are welcome to join us on the Jefferson Exchange live at 800-838-3760. Yes, we do have a screener, so you don't go right into the air. 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So with the presence of a housing manager on these teamlets, you talked about nurse, medical manager, housing manager. Of the 67 people enrolled, are they all in housing at the moment?
They are all sheltered, is my understanding, or working towards shelter. And approximately 51% are in permanent housing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, we've had complications with fires in our area, which is not a surprise, living
right.
in rural areas. It's one of our specialties. But finding housing can be challenging. In the more rural communities, we tend to have housing that's more focused for families, so larger houses, more bedrooms, more bathrooms, and we don't have a lot of housing that's for single adults. So that's one of the unique challenges that the housing case managers help our participants overcome.
Aside from a general housing shortage, I think, in Shasta County, from previous discussions with people involved in that end of things, it's just hard to find shelter, it sounds like, for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. And then a lot of our participants are in the age demographic of 50 to 59 years old, and they have been experiencing homelessness for decades. And so it's a completely different skill set to learn to live in a home, to be a good neighbor, to learn all the tasks that it takes to keep a house clean and tidy and healthy to live in. A completely different skill set that the case managers are helping these individuals acquire.
Wow, it's a learning process then, very much on that end of things. You mentioned fires in rural areas, and I don't know, I guess I work on the assumption that you're going to find more homeless people in urban areas of Shasta County. Is that necessarily the case, though? I mean, of the 67 enrolled, are most of them in the immediate Redding area, or are they pretty well scattered?
Our pilot has concentrated and focused primarily on the greater Redding area. But I think that you will find homeless individuals any place you go.
Mm-hmm. So, Katie, what kinds of events have there been so far in getting people attention that they would not have had, for example, without whole person care?
In addition to helping them achieve and maintain permanent housing, we've been able to work with people to really get them to a place where they can begin to address some significant health concerns. When you're experiencing homelessness and you're going to the emergency department, you're usually going for a specific reason, and that reason would get addressed, but you're not going to receive any ongoing health care. So we've been able to work with people and have significant improvements in diabetes, in health, in heart conditions. We've had people who have entered sober living and who have gone through drug and alcohol treatment and have maintained quite a degree of sobriety. Things that you really can't focus on when you don't have permanent shelter.
Right. Okay. So you've been able to pull these, which is the whole point of whole person care, is that being able to focus on more than just their health needs. You can take care of the health needs as well as the other issues as well.
Correct.
So are ER visits actually down? I mean, among this group of people, or are you getting at least greater periods of time between visits?
Among our population, it does seem that way. And a lot of that comes from just helping the participants gain a degree of health literacy, helping them understand that, yeah, that condition really is as bad as you think it is, and that's emergency, so that's when you would go there, or this, what you're experiencing, is something that can wait for the morning. The nurse can come and talk with you then and help you through whatever's going on. So just being available and giving some coaching and some insight into what they might be experiencing with their health needs.
So are there fairly constant conversations, perhaps even daily, with some of the people enrolled in whole person care?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Some individuals have such high needs when we begin that they're talking with all three of their teamlet multiple times a day, several times a week. And then we have some participants who, you know, they're just about ready to graduate from whole person care, and it's more of like a weekly or a bi-weekly check-in.
Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting concept. They do graduate from whole person care. At some point, they're considered no longer in need of such service?
Yeah, they don't need us as much as they did at first. They are ready to kind of move on and kind of a step down to a different type of care, but staying connected.
So how much I assume the state put some money into the pilot project, so it didn't just come from Shasta Health and Human Services. I mean, we always have Medi-Cal money tied up in here, too.
Right. It's kind of a matching program. So we put up about $1.9 million, and they put up about $1.9 million per year as well.
Okay. And then based on the results we're talking about here, Katie, are you encouraged that things are going about the way you'd hoped they would?
We're definitely learning a lot. I think that there are things that will be coming out of the pilot that will make significant change in systems as we move forward. The coordination of care is quite a joy, and we're able to just collaborate and really, it feels like work on behalf of individuals instead of I can only address this part here as this specialty provider. So I hope that the coordination of care keeps moving forward. A lot of the pilots are exploring data and information sharing platforms, and I suspect that those electronic health records and the health information exchange programs will also continue and develop further.
Okay, so good things happening with the whole person care program on several measures in Shasta County. Shasta, one of about 25 counties in California, taking part in the pilot, which is a 5-year pilot in Shasta County. Katie Cassidy is running it. She's the program manager at Shasta County Health and Human Services. Thank you so much for joining us.